pleasant good morning to you and welcome to The Deed of Inheritance, a program sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. My name is Fiona Pishka and I'm here with Pastor Doug. How are you doing this morning, Pastor Doug?
I'm doing very good.
And I know you have a teaching for us today. What is it that you're teaching this week?
Today I'm going to be teaching about receiving the covenant blessings. You know, there are two kinds of people at this time, givers and receivers, and they need each other. So we need to receive what God has given to us today, and that's what I'm going to talk about.
Amen. Well, you certainly want to stay tuned for the rest of the program as Pastor Doug teaches the Word of God and brings you into the knowledge of what it is that God has for you. I'd like to remind you of a few things that we have going on here at our church. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Wednesday night refreshing where we have worship and Bible study, and it's something that we are really excited about, of what God does in these meetings, how we get to learn His Word and grow as Christians in the body of Christ. Also on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. actually, we have our worship service, and we would like for you to join us if you don't have a home church or if you're visiting the area. Our address is 695 East Ridge Road in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. You may also call us at 717-838-2033, or you may log on to our website at www.vcfpa.org. And you're welcome to check out any of those resources that we have. Pastor Doug's sermons are free online. You could listen to Sunday morning messages or Wednesday night teachings. We have some of those on there. And of course, if you have friends and family around the world, you can send this radio program to them. Just log on to the website and you'll get some instructions there. Well, let's pray before we get into the Word today. Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one that shows us things about yourself. You reveal yourself to us. And I pray today as the Word goes forth that you will reveal your covenant blessing to us. Let us have ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now here's Pastor Doug.
Thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance broadcast. We believe that this program is going to help you inherit God's promises and experience their benefits, because God's promises are yes and amen to every believer. Today I want to talk to you about receiving the covenant blessing. So I'm going to focus my message today on the receiving part of it, and I want to help you appropriate God's promises. Now that word, appropriate, what does that mean? It means to make one's own. It means to be suitable or fitting. It means to set apart for a specific use, to take possession or make a use of for oneself. You know, Christmas is a time when two kinds of people excel. They are givers and receivers. Many people shop to find the perfect gifts for loved ones, and many others are the beneficiaries of the love and kindness of the givers. Givers and receivers need each other. Now, in the kingdom of God, God is the greatest giver that ever was and ever will be. There is no one that will ever outgive God. He set the standard. He is the ultimate example of what a giver should be, or how a giver should act. He has given us exceedingly great and precious promises, so that through the knowledge of these promises, we become partakers of the divine nature. But we must appropriate his promises by faith in order to receive the benefits his promises offer. And God has given us a covenant. He is a covenant-keeping God. A covenant is like a contract, an agreement, a bond, a pact, a vow, or a pledge. And friends, I want to help you today to become a possessor of what God has given to each one. God has given the world so many things. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variance nor shadow of turning. God is the giver of good things. God doesn't give bad things. He always gives his best. He always gives more than what the receiver expected to receive. And I want to share with you some keys in receiving the covenant blessing. I want to focus in on the receiving part of it today. I want to speak to the receivers. You know, we're in the midst of the football season. And when a football team runs the play, a passing play, they expect their receivers to get into position to be able to receive the ball and score a touchdown or get a first down, depending on what they need. Ultimately, if the receiver is not in the right place, they're going to miss the ball, and therefore the team is going to miss an opportunity to score or to get a first down. Now, here are some keys that will help you to receive. I want you to receive God's best this season for your life. This is a time where the receivers can flourish. So I want you to open up your hearts wide and get ready to receive from the Word of God. You know, for you to appropriate your covenant rights, you must be, number one, a possessor. In order to receive the covenant rights that God has given to you, in order to exercise the benefits that God has already provided in his contract called the Old and the New Testament, you must be a possessor. You must be one that takes possession of what is yours. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, Moses gathered out some men to explore and scout out the land of Canaan, which the Bible says God gave to the Israelites. So he collected all the leaders from every tribe, and he sent them into the land to spy out the land, to look at the people, to look at the land, to see what type of land it was, whether or not it was fertile, and what could grow there. And they brought back a report to Moses. And in verse 27 of Numbers 13, the Bible says, "They told Moses, 'We came to the land which you sent us. Surely it flows with milk and honey.'" So they spoke of an assurance that it was just like God described it. And they even brought back some fruit, a cluster of grapes that had to be carried by two people on a pole. You know, in the book of Joshua was the key person who actually brought Israel into their inheritance. He was the one who caused them to possess what God promised. And it's a very essential thing to study the life of Joshua to give you insight on how to be a possessor, because he was a possessor. Joshua 1:11 says, "Within 3 days, you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to take possession of the land, which the Lord your God is giving you to possess." I want you to notice something there. God had already given them the land, but they had to possess it. They had to claim it. They had to take it as theirs. See, God has given you everything that you need, want, and desire, but it will not come to you automatically. You must possess it. You must receive it. You must receive the covenant blessing. It's yours for the taking. If you don't take it, it would be like if I were to take some of my good friends to a buffet and to pay their meal for them, where all they would have to do is go up to the buffet and get whatever food they wanted and bring it back and eat it. But if they just sat there at the table and they never went up to the buffet, and when we were all done, they said, "Boy, we're hungry." But see, their bill was already paid. It was already provided for them, but they had to go get it. I wasn't going to go get it for them, because they were quite capable of getting it themselves. See, this is what I'm talking about. You are quite capable. God has made you capable to receive what he's given you. I mean, he wants you to have it. He wants you to have salvation. He wants you to have healing. He wants you to have peace and joy. He wants you to find acceptance. He wants you to follow his plan and do what you were created to do. These are things that God wants for you. But you have to go out. You have to pursue it. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, it says this. What shall we say then to all this? If God is for us, who can be against us? It's a good question. Who can be our foe if God is on our side? He who did not withhold or spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things? Do you realize that if God wasn't going to withhold his son from the world, he's not going to withhold any good thing that he has for us. But there are things that he's freely given to us, but we need to receive it. We need to possess it. And that's what I'm here to tell you about today. I want you to be a possessor. Why don't you say this? Say, I am a possessor. I possess what's mine. I claim what's rightfully mine, what's legally mine. You know, it's no different if you were to receive an inheritance. If someone left you something or money or property or a possession in their will, then the will is the legal document which gives you the right to claim it. But you must go to the reading of the will in order to find out what's been given to you, and then you must claim it. It's yours, but there is a process to receiving. And that's what I'm talking about today. Number one, first step in the process is you have to be a possessor. Make up your mind to be a possessor. Did you know that the Holy Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, he was given to us that we might realize and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing that are so freely and lavishly poured on us by God. You know, it's the Holy Spirit's job to tell us what belongs to us so that we can lay claim to it. Now, I want you to know, friend, that in order to be a possessor, all things are possible with God. You need to be on God's side. You need to be in relationship with God. You need to be in fellowship with God. You need to be in communication with God in order to be a possessor of what he's given you. You cannot do it on your own. It requires God's power to move on your behalf. And Jesus told of the Holy Spirit that he will bring glory to him by taking what is his and making it known to us. See, the Holy Spirit makes known what belongs to us from God. Step two in becoming a possessor, you need to possess a different spirit. One of the spies who went out into the promised land, his name was Caleb. And the Bible says that he possessed a unique characteristic that caused him to possess what God gave him. Caleb was a possessor. If you were to study the life of Joshua and Caleb, there are some things that you could learn from their lives that would help you possess what God has given you. Possess the covenant blessings that he's already provided. They're yours, but you've got to appropriate them. You've got to make them yours. You've got to take possession. You know, when someone fails to pay a car note, then the bank has a right to repossess that vehicle, because if you owe money on a vehicle, maybe you took out a loan from a financial institution and you weren't able to pay that back, well, that financial institution has a legal right to claim that property. And they have what's called repo men, where they go in and they take possession of the vehicle that payments were failed to be made on, and they take that vehicle back. And that's exactly what we have to do with the Bible and with the things that God has given to us. We've got to take back what's ours. You know, the enemy has stole things from us. He has deceived us. He has deceived you. And it's time to stop the deception and to take back what is yours. And when the spies brought back the report, you know, they were in an uproar because 10 of the spies focused on the giants and the impossibility. But Caleb, the Bible says, he quieted the people before Moses. And he said, let us go up at once and possess it. First of all, as a possessor who possesses a different spirit, you've got to declare that you're going to possess it. You've got to verbalize your intention. If you don't verbalize your intention, you'll never get what belongs to you. And then he said, we are well able to conquer it. There wasn't any doubt. He didn't leave room for any doubt or any impossibility or any failure. He said, let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to conquer it. Now, that was contrary to what the 10 spies had said. 10 spies brought back an evil report, but only Joshua and Caleb brought back a good report. Here's another thing about Caleb in Numbers chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. And they said to all the company, Joshua and Caleb had to speak to the whole nation of Israel. They said that the land through which we passed as scouts is an exceedingly good land. See, God is not going to give you anything bad. If you're experiencing bad things, it's not because of God. It's because of your own doing, your own will, when you chose to disobey God and you allowed Satan to come in. Anyway, it says in Numbers chapter 14, verses 7 through 9, that verse 8 says, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense and the shadow of protection is removed from over them, but the Lord is with us, fear them not. See, one who possesses a different spirit is an encourager. You're going to encourage yourself and others even in the midst of trials and tests and tribulation. Joshua and Caleb, it was only them. They had to stand against, they had to fight the evil report. You can't just allow negativity, you can't allow an atmosphere of negativity to be around you. You've got to stand up to negativity. You've got to fight it with speaking the words of God. They spoke what God said. Joshua and Caleb spoke what God said. And in Deuteronomy 1, verse 36, the Bible tells us that only Joshua and Caleb shall see the land and their children. God was going to give it to them because they wholly followed the Lord. See, another thing about possessing a different spirit is you've got to wholeheartedly follow the Lord. You've got to give God 100%. You've got to give him your all above anything else. If God puts something in your heart to do it with all your heart. Be obedient. Be bold. Be strong. And these are qualities of having a different spirit. You know, Caleb told Joshua in Joshua chapter 14 that he was as strong in his 80s as he was when he was in his 40s when he went and spied out the land. He said, as my strength was then, so is my strength now for war and to go out and to come in. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke that day. For you heard then how the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. If the Lord be with me, I shall drive them out just as the Lord said. Then Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And, you know, if you want to have a different spirit, you've got to be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, how do you do that? You read the Word of God, and you find out what God said about you. You believe it. You receive it in your heart, and then you say what God said about you. That's how you renew your mind. And when you do, you'll be of a different spirit. But you have it, and that's a daily process. You have to daily renew your mind, and you have to put on the new nature, which is created in God's image and in true righteousness and holiness. You cannot be going out, pleasing the flesh, doing whatever the flesh wants, and expect God to bless you, expect to walk in the covenant blessings of God. There must be a change in your lifestyle, a change in how you do things, a change in the way you think. Philippians 2:5 says, let this same attitude and purpose and mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Did you know that you can have this? You can think like Jesus thinks. You can have his mind be in you. And that comes through the Word of God. In order for you to possess the blessing, the covenant blessing, you've got to be of a different spirit. And, you know, God will show the secrets of his covenant to them that fear him. Number 3 in receiving the covenant blessing is A possessor is one who never quits. You cannot quit and expect to possess the blessings. Well, Pastor Doug, I've tried that 10 times, but it didn't work for me, so I'm just going to quit. No, you don't quit. Make up your mind that you're not going to quit no matter what. Do you realize that Joshua and Caleb, even though they were believers, they had to walk in the wilderness for 40 years because of the so much unbelief that they were surrounded by. But their faith gave them access to get into the promised land, but they had to put up with all the other people. And they had to refuse to quit. You know, Noah was a possessor because he never quit. He completed an enormous task and he saved his family. He worked at that for over 100 years. Incredible faithfulness, the story of Noah. God told him to do something and he did it without quitting. And, you know, Romans 12, 11 and 12 tells us to never lack in zeal and in earnest endeavor, be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice and exult in hope, be steadfast, patient in suffering and in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Those are characteristics of a possessor. Steadfast, patient in suffering and in tribulation, constant in prayer, one who will never quit. 1 Corinthians 15:58 tells us to be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. See, when you're always abounding in the work of the Lord, when you make up your mind to follow God, you will possess what is yours. You will possess the blessings that God has already given us. Be steadfast in trusting the Lord. Let your heart be secure. Have no fear. Don't give room for fear. Don't entertain fear. Fear may come, but you don't have to welcome it. You don't have to receive it. Resist it. Number four, a possessor is obedient to God. God's covenant blessings are given to those who wholeheartedly obey him. Isaiah 119:20 says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There are two qualities of a possessor, is have a willing heart and have an obedient spirit about you. Be quick to obey God. When he tells you to do something, your action demonstrates your faith, which unlocks his blessings in your life. It activates his power towards you so that you can benefit from his blessings. Otherwise, you're not going to possess it. You've got to be willing and obedient. You cannot rebel. 1 Samuel 15:22 tells us this is when Saul disobeyed God. He said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim, or household Goluk images. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. You know, Saul did not obey God when he was given an instruction. As a result, he lost the blessings of being king. He lost the power that came from God to operate as king. And in place of that, he got an evil spirit. You know, rebellion will cost you. Obedience will bless you. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 29 through 31, it encourages us to turn to the Lord God and be obedient to his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not fail you or destroy you or forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Our God is a covenant-keeping God. You know, you are blessed if you obey the commandments, but you are cursed if you disobey the commandments of the Lord. And then fifthly, a possessor is one who agrees and believes the word of God. Deuteronomy 30:14 says, the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. You'll never do the word if you don't believe it or agree with it. How do you know that someone believes the word of God? They practice it. They do what it says. Proverbs 4:20 says, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing and health to all their flesh. You'll never increase if you don't read the word, if you don't study the word. If you don't study the word, you're going to be in trouble because you will fail every test that comes your way. You need to get into a church that preaches and teaches the word of God. You can't be in a church that preaches the traditions of men or what's popular, or they just want to tickle your ears with a whole bunch of entertainment. Let me tell you something. At Victory Christian Fellowship, if you come here, you will get the Word of God in a balanced fashion with the demonstration and the power of the Holy Spirit. But if you're in a dead church that doesn't preach the Word, you'll never grow in the Lord. You'll never possess the blessing. You'll miss out because of your lack of knowledge. And then Psalms 119:11 says, "Your Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." See, when you store the Word of God in your heart, it provides sin protection. It protects you from the effects of sin and from sin dominating your life. And James chapter 1, verse 21 through 25 tells us we need to receive and welcome the word, which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your souls. And another thing that a possessor does is a possessor represents God on earth. Did you know that God will bless us and all the ends of the earth will fear him? Do you realize that the world was blessed because of Abraham's obedience and faith? Because it was through him that God made a covenant to bring the Messiah to save us from sin? Psalm 115:16 says, "The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he's given to man." So we've got to occupy until he comes. The righteous who are on this earth today preserve this earth because we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world, and when we let our light so shine, people will see our good works and they'll glorify our Father in heaven. Luke 2:10-11, the angels said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Luke 24:47 says, "Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in the name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." See how this message affects all nations? 2 Corinthians 5:20 says we are Christ's ambassadors. Well, what does an ambassador do? An ambassador goes into a foreign country and represents the country that he came from in the foreign country. And, Paul said that in Acts 26:17-18 that he will rescue us from his own people and from the Gentiles. "I am sending you to them to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so they may receive forgiveness of sins and place among those who are sanctified by faith." So friend, I want you to be a possessor today. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that those hearing this message, they will become a possessor and possess all the covenant blessings that you've given them. Lord, I pray that they would make a decision to possess Christ as their Savior, as their healer, as their soon coming king, as their baptizer, as their forgiver, as their redeemer. Just say, "Jesus, I surrender to you. Come into my life. Be Lord over my life. And I give you full control in Jesus' name." Be a possessor. Possess a different spirit. Never quit. Be obedient to God. Agree and believe the word of God and represent God on earth. And I want to thank you for listening to this message today, sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship. I would encourage you to come and visit us at our church. You can contact us at 717-838-2033. Or look us up on the web at www.vcfpa.org. There's many good things on our website that will be a blessing to you and a help to you. And we want to see you walk in all that you are inherited to walk in. I want you to receive the full benefits of your inheritance in the name of Jesus. May God richly bless you.